Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Strict new laws facing New South Wales egg farmers haven't been implemented by many, as nearly half have failed inspections or audits. The regulations were introduced following an outbreak of salmonella in the state in 2018 and 19. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Eggs Australia Managing Director Rowan McMoneys.
The article notes that compliance rates have dropped, but ultimately It's been a long-term trend of improvement, particularly in New South Wales, and the statistics do show that. What has happened here is that we've introduced new and much tougher compliance requirements. And they're compliance requirements that were developed in conjunction with industry by the government and welcomed by industry because we faced a new threat in the form of Salmonella enteritidis, which started in 2018. And we have had to step it up to ensure that we can see off that threat. Ultimately, that's been a successful process. We have no known Salmonella enteritidis incidents in New South Wales at the moment.
What's been so difficult for farmers to implement these new regulations?
Well, you'd be a bit glib and say simply because they are new. You know, so these regulations have been complied with by most farmers, really, and certainly all of the majors that supply the vast majority of eggs for many years. But things like swabbing to do Salmonella enteritidis testing on a regular basis is new to a significant proportion of the industry. They've never done it before and they don't have the skills. So they're given the requirements, they're given the list of things to do and then they do it. It's not that surprising that they don't get it absolutely perfectly right the first time. And look, we've done a lot of work to try and guide and support industry and we've done that in conjunction with the government to ensure that people do have as much support as possible. I think what we're seeing is the year one result. As people get their heads around the new requirements. And I would predict that it's going to significantly reduce, that is the non-compliance will reduce in the coming years and from then on. I would like to think that these new stricter requirements could only continue the long-term trend of better food safety outcomes.
Well, what does this do for the public perception of the egg industry? I know you guys have been doing a lot of work over the past couple of years in trying to improve that perception and paint the facts, I guess, out there for consumers. Does this really, this sort of reporting and the low rates of compliance, does that really hurt the perception of the industry?
Well, look, there will always be media outlets that seek a more, you know, attention-grabbing or sensational edge to their headlines, and that's just part of doing business. In the end, this is a story about responsiveness to community expectations, and as you've noted, do a lot of work on our community trust process through our sustainability framework. The community's made it very clear food safety is of paramount importance. So our industry is doing more than ever, redoubling their efforts in relation to food safety. That's why we've got new and stricter requirements supported by industry. And yes, there's some teething problems and, you know, some farmers are getting their heads around them, but properly understood, the community should take comfort that industry is responding to their expectations and eggs are getting safer over time.
And as far as these regulations go, what penalties are in place if then farmers aren't implementing them, putting and abiding by the rules, or is it still kind of in a teething issue kind of area that we're in at the moment?
No, I'm sure there's very strict penalties in place, but I'm not aware of them actually being enforced and getting to that. And that figure that's been provided in relation to non-compliance, it doesn't mean, you know, holistic non-compliance of people that have no regard to compliance arrangement. It just means that it's simply not quite right. And the process allows for a period for the farmer to rectify it. And that is the natural action that is taken in these circumstances. The farmers are trying to get, as I say, the swabbing right for testing. If they haven't quite followed the procedure, they're required to do it again, to follow it strictly and to demonstrate that compliance. And then we don't get anywhere near penalties or, you know, enforcement action.
That's Eggs Australia Managing Director Rowan McMoneys there, speaking about strict new laws that are in place in New South Wales following an outbreak of Salmonella in 2018 and 19. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Tuesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.